Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
I don't know about you, but I had a super quiet weekend and I spent Saturday and Sunday basically batch cooking between lunch and dinner and everything you can possibly think of. It was two food shops and that was the height of my weekend, which is probably pretty pathetic. But anyway, had to be done. The one thing I noticed though, my main observation from spending 2 days cooking, the amount of plastic, the amount of rubbish, plastic containers, plastic packaging, every single morsel I purchased is wrapped in some level of plastic. And I'm just wondering, is there more that we can do to try and cut down on waste? Connor Spacey is the culinary director of Food Space Ireland. He's the author of Wasted. I'm not the only one dealing with this issue, Connor, but how do we try and address it?
And it is a big issue. And you're right, there's many different ways to look at it. And I think the first thing is really identifying what waste you have in your home. And really, it's about being organized about what it is you're wasting. So if you think about, everyone's home is very different. We all have very different lifestyles, busy with kids, going here, there and everywhere. And we plan absolutely everything, but the least amount of things we plan is around our food. And for me, as boring as it might sound, it's about planning out what it is you're eating for the week, what it is you actually need to buy, and make a list. And when you're shopping, like, stick to that list. When we do impulse buying and so on, it really leaves us with a lot of food that we don't need. And that's really, really important to kind of plan it out. It literally takes 5-10 minutes. You know, what days are you eating at home? Is it breakfast, lunch and dinner, or is it two meals? Whatever way it might be, plan it out and buy those ingredients, but also understand what you're going to have left over from a certain meal or a certain dinner, and what can you do with that, and plan that into a next meal.
Yeah.
That's always the most important thing.
Is the onus on us as the shoppers, the consumers and the individuals, or is there more responsibility on, you know, your big chains, your supermarkets, your food producers to try and stop the kind of the bulk buying of food?
And you know what? It works both ways. So the big supermarket chains will always say that they only sell what's on demand, but not necessarily the case. They will change whatever. We can, as consumers, basically, we can change by how we shop. We can change what supermarkets do. So when we go for less packaging, when we look for loose vegetables and fruit and so on that are not wrapped in plastic and so on, the more of those that they sell, then the more they will stock. So we really were, as consumers, we're very powerful in what way we can change how supermarkets and so on work. We really can change that, but we have to drive the demand ourselves and take the time to shop a bit more eco-friendly and look out for foods that have less packaging to really drive that change.
Hey, JP McMahon, chef and author, is joining us as well, Connor. Like, I'm sure this is something you guys have to be acutely aware of in the kitchen restaurant, JP.
Oh, absolutely. And as Connor said, I mean, unfortunately, it's all down to planning sometimes. And I even know myself, when you go to the supermarket and the impulse to say, oh, sure, I'll just buy that and I'll buy that. And particularly around perishable foods, like whatever proteins and then vegetables. And really, you end up, sometimes you go, you didn't use that and it's gone off. And I think really trying to say, well, what am I cooking this week? Am I going to make a bolognese or am I going to make a lasagna? And then say, okay, this is the mince I need for that. Because sometimes you walk past the fish and you go, God, I'd love that. And fish is really, really perishable. And so I always really say to people, like, unless you know when you're cooking the fish, I always say, don't buy it. Like, don't, like, try to avoid buying fish in your weekly shop. Like, I mean, if you're going to say, I'm going to cook fish on Saturday, like, try and get to the fishmonger on Friday and say, buy your fish, and then you know, because otherwise you end up, you put stuff in the freezer. And I do this myself. I'm absolutely, sometimes like you have best intentions and you put everything into the restaurant and then you go home and you realize I didn't use that, and you put it in the freezer and then it's in the freezer 6 months and you go, God, I still haven't used that. And then the freezer gets full. And so really it is about, sometimes it's about to create less waste. It's about buying less. And it's sometimes that's hard because the supermarkets want you to buy everything, and they will. I mean, I do think that it is like there's an individual responsibility, but I wish the supermarkets would kind of like, I know it's kind of like they don't want you to buy less, but at the same time, they don't, if you buy too much and it goes to waste, I mean, they're also responsible for that as well, you know.
Yeah, but then the problem with that though, Conor, is that then we're making multiple trips to the supermarket, aren't we, each week?
And that's the thing, but as JP said, like it is go back to planning. And I mean, you know, yes, we tend to do a big shop like once a week, and that's fine. And you know, and that's sticking with stuff that isn't perishable. But it, like if you're shopping and you're buying meat or fish or any what we call high risk or perishable items, do you need to buy them all in one day? I mean, like obviously going to if available, going to a local butcher or fishmonger the day before or the day of when you need something makes sense. It's not applicable to everyone, but if possible, it's a great way of avoiding waste and getting fresher food on your table.
Michaela O'Leary is a sales manager with Too Good To Go. Michaela's with me here in studio today because you've designed an app to try and reduce food waste. How does it work?
We have indeed. So Too Good To Go is really easy to use, simple app. You download it and it shows you loads of businesses in your locale who have surplus food. And what we mean by surplus food is food that was perfectly good but just didn't sell at the right time that day. And you can buy it through the app for a really good price, usually like a third of the average price of the food.
Okay.
And it's a great way to reduce your food costs, but also do something really good for the planet and save amazing food that was about to go to waste.
So if I go onto the app today and I'm, you know, looking for something, we'll say to make dinner later on this evening, is it pre-made food or is it ingredients?
So there's a massive variety. You can get amazing groceries from Aldi, from Super Value, from the M&S food range and Applegreen, and then you're going to get kind of a wide variety of groceries. You could also go for something a little bit more specialised. You could get meat from James Whelan Butchers, a burrito bowl from Boojum, donuts from Krispy Kreme. So the amazing thing about the app in Ireland is there's so much diversity. So no matter what you're trying to do, maybe you're having a party with friends and you want pastries, there's something on Too Good To Go for you to save.
So is it that the food is you know, it's probably, as you say, like your scones or croissants or some kind of bakery item that might be dumped if it's not sold that day, or
exactly
right.
It's food that's like close to expiry, and that's why you get it for a third of the retail value. But it's often really amazing high quality food that the business just wouldn't be able to say sell the day after or the day after that.
Yeah. So if you were to go in and like, could you try and do a weekly shop based on this?
Absolutely. And I think the lovely thing about Too Good To Go is consumers love to tell their stories online. So if you put Too Good To Go into Instagram or TikTok, you'll get so many reviews of their surprise bags. And there's loads of people who do a full week of their shops on Too Good To Go, maybe getting their dinner, their breakfast, yeah, their lunch. And it's a great and fun way to reduce your food waste, to try new stores at a great price.
It's funny because I often think when I see, and I know a lot of the big supermarkets do those sort of surprise boxes or surprise bags that you can buy, I actually would have thought that would have nearly increased, you know, waste. You probably end up with a load of random items.
You do end up with quite a diversity depending on the bags that you get. So I think people who are very creative with their shops, have a big freezer, love an Aldi surprise bag or a Super Value surprise bag. Those people who kind of need to be a bit more specific with their shops might go for, you know, a Surf and Turf bag from Super Value. You know, you're either getting meat or fish. You can pop it into your freezer. Okay. You can use it as you need. So you can be quite specific with what you're saving so that there isn't any additional food waste happening.
Yeah. There probably is something though, Conor, in retail outlets, like in your big supermarkets, your chains, and then your bakeries as well, and your butchers, selling off the food at lower cost if it's not selling that day and it's the date is close to expiring.
Absolutely. And I think the Too Good To Go app and all is brilliant, and it really fills the market. But the flip side of that, the fact that it's so successful and it exists, highlights the problem that we're in. And I think that when you talk to supermarket chains and all, they have a certain aesthetic that counters or fridges have to be full all the time and everything has to look a certain way aesthetically. And that, again, leads to so much waste because it's overproduced. There's too much food on the counters that's not selling in a day, and hence that's, you know, which leads to potential food waste.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it's dealing with the problem, but it's not. It's dealing with the problem at hand, but the problem will always exist, you know, unless we get to the core ideas of why it's happening.
Okay. How hard is it to do? How hard is it to use the app?
It's super easy to use. You know, why don't you give it a try this week? See if you can reduce your food waste, save a couple of surprise bags.
Right.
See if it makes an impact at the end of the week for you.
So actually download the app and try and do my weekly shopping based on this.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll be able to save some amazing food for a really good price, try some different businesses and hopefully reduce the amount of food going in the bin.
Right, we'll give that a go. So Too Good To Go.
Too Good To
is
Go.
The app. We'll maybe check back in next week and see how I get on. Hopefully I will have managed to cut down on food waste. For the moment, Michaela O'Leary, JP McMahon, chef and author, and Connor Spacey there from Wasted. Thanks a million to you all for joining us here on the programme. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.